Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty chilly this morning. 16 degrees outside right now. It's winter. What do we expect?
It's going to get a little warmer than yesterday, though.
We might actually see a little thawing happen out there in the next few days. Not at rapid pace, but maybe just a little. We'll see. We're going to crack over the top of that freezing mark here in the next couple of days. Brett's in with us this morning as we get things going. If it's a little chilly in your house, I know how you can fix it.
Well, my house is nice and warm today.
So. I bet it is. You know somebody who can turn the right knobs.
I've got a good Lennox furnace.
Hey, tell us about Camblin's.
With Lennox's newer innovations, Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer you the best in efficiencies for a new furnace, whether it be electric or gas. From 92 to 98% efficiencies in gas furnaces, you will be able to take advantages of rebates that are available from your energy company. Beat the battle of high energy prices with Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Lennox this winter. Give us a call soon so we can have your furnace installed and you don't waste any of those energy savings. We can be reached at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, you talk all the time after the first of the year about those New Year's resolutions. I don't know if you made any or not.
Not me.
I think we've established that we kind of don't really care about that kind of stuff. We don't do those kinds of things. A lot of folks do, though. And even if you don't sit down and actually plan out resolutions, write it down or what have you, a lot of people, as soon as we get done with the holidays, sit back. I think I heard that this morning already. A lot of folks sit back after the holidays and say, I ate too much. It's time to cut back a little bit on what I'm eating.
You know, I read this week that the busiest week for gyms is the first week after New Year's.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. And then it idles back, and by March, there's a lot of them that don't go anymore.
And the quietest week is the second week in January, right? Kind of the way it goes. Well, I was poking around a little bit because so many people struggle. You know, there's so many fad diets and things out there, and so many people struggle just trying to, you know, lose those extra few pounds. And sometimes we get a little distracted. Our focus gets off. And we've talked to some local folks about that. Emily Kringle, a registered dietitian with the Cass County Health System, and Barb Fuller with the Iowa State University Extension, a nutrition and health expert. You know, we talked to those folks about different types of things. I was poking around a little bit on the web, too, the other day on a website called health.com, which is exactly that. It focuses on those types of issues. And I found a couple of interesting little notes about some dieting issues, because that's what everybody seems to want to do this time of the year. It's not so much exercise. Everybody decides they have to go on a diet. Exercise can be difficult in this part of the country this time of the year. You can't go out and, well, you can go out and jog. It's just not that much fun. But it's tough to get outside and do a lot of things to keep you active. So a lot of folks look at their diet instead and see what they can do to kind of change some things. And one registered dietitian, Cynthia Sass with health.com, she mentions that there's some common mistakes that people make. And one of them is assuming good calories don't count. You know, if you eat good foods, if you're eating the healthy stuff, well, those calories really don't count. Well, all calories count. But she says women especially, she said they constantly will see them overdoing it on things like whole grains because they're good for them. And they are important for your health. But she says large portions obviously can cause weight gain. And sometimes she mentions one time seeing in a Mexican restaurant a woman ordering gigantic bowls of brown rice with beans and chicken and cheese and guacamole. And she said it took every inch of willpower not to tell them those foods are all good for you, but together they're way more calories than you need at one meal. You know, she said you don't, unless you burn off as many calories as you take in, you're going to put on pounds no matter what you eat. She said even fruit and veggies get converted into fat. So you need to know what your daily portions should be. So sit down and make a plan now. How tall are you? How much do you weigh? How much exercise do you really get? And kind of come up with a plan. There are some different ways to do that, some different diets that will work on those types of things, too, to get you eating right. A lot of times it's just portion control, too. One of the other mistakes, common mistakes folks make, she says ditching a food group, or sometimes more than that. She said she'll see people go on some different types of diets, you know, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free diets, not necessarily for any other reasons than just to try to lose some weight. But she says that if you don't replace the lost carbs, protein, and fat, then it can lead to weight gain, fatigue, irritability, some digestive issues, all kinds of things like that. She said you need the Goldilocks approach to macronutrients, not too little, not too much, just right. So you need to complement some of those things with some other stuff too. Throw in a half cup of beans if you're going to eat a big veggie diet or something. Make sure you get a little bit of, maybe a couple tablespoons of nuts, some healthy carbs, different types of things, and then you start to see the difference. Another mistake that's pretty common, she says, is not eating often enough. Sometimes it's tempting to save up calories for dinner out. Maybe you got big plans for Saturday night. Going to go out and have dinner. You've been starving yourself all week on that regular old diet, and you're going to pig out on Saturday night. Sometimes you think, maybe I just won't eat lunch. I'll just save it back. Well, it's not really the way you can do that, because that can sap your energy. It messes with your mood, forces your body to burn muscle for fuel, slows down your metabolism. She said one study found that when people ate just one large meal late in the day, they upped their risk of prediabetes as well. She says the thing is really actually it's simple to solve that problem. Eat every 3 to 5 hours. Just don't eat a ton every time you sit down. She says if you just kind of move your snacking and stuff, even snacks are fine as long as you're eating healthy snacks and don't overdo it on those types of things. You keep your metabolism moving at a regular rate. The whole goal there is to keep your metabolism moving in a steady fashion instead of kind of bouncing up and down throughout the day. Another one, she says it's especially tough for women. A common mistake they make is they eat their feelings.
I can believe that one.
I think every sitcom I've ever seen has at least one episode where a woman sits down in front of a big carton of chocolate ice cream and finishes it all off in one fell swoop. But she says, that's a problem that women sometimes have, especially, high pressure jobs. And then you come home, you maybe have demanding family life and things like that. You might be a perfectionist trying to keep your home spotless clean, all these different kinds of things. That it just kind of seems like you just never have any moments of freedom. And when you do, look out. That's when things happen. So she suggests maybe keep a log of what you eat, how much, maybe what your feelings are before and after. So it's kind of an eye-opener when you sit down and look at everything that you're doing and kind of keeping track of those kinds of things, too. We've kind of joked about, too, it's okay to have snacks and things once in a while, even like during the holidays, even candies and things. But if you're going to sit down and eat a handful of candy, if it's individually wrapped, leave the wrappers on the desk in front of you. Don't throw them away each time. That way you can see how many you are eating. It's amazing if you look in the garbage can later how much you've actually digested. But do those kinds of things too. And then also she says another common mistake people make is doing a quick fix. She says a lot of people have tried fad diets, drastic low-calorie diets, put your body into a different mode, your calories burn slower, you get headaches, you get moody, fatigued, you get cravings, and sometimes only temporary weight loss. So that's one of the things you want to maybe stay away from is, just don't – the fad diets aren't really good for anything. They're not good for your health. They're not good to keep you happy. You want to just kind of avoid those things and find a plan that's actually going to work. Now, one of the things, another article I noticed there along those same lines, another registered dietitian had an article there listing 5 sneaky snacks that make you fat. There are all kinds of things that we like to do, and we all like to snack. It's hard not to. It's a long day at work. Some days it's just, you just got to have something around, and sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it. It is an important part of a diet, actually, because it can help you overeat. Keep you from overeating at the next meal. But, some of the snacks that we think might be healthy might actually be hiding some extra calories, fat, sugar, things like that. So here are 5 different things that maybe not as healthy as you think. One of them, dried fruit. Dried fruit has numerous health benefits. It's also extremely high in sugar and calories. And she writes that in addition, the drying process can cause a significant loss of nutrients, especially the fiber. So the snack might not leave you satisfied in the same way a piece of fresh fruit would. So if you're eating dried fruit, you want to watch the portion size, and when possible, maybe replace that dried fruit with a regular old piece of fresh fruit instead, so you get the whole benefit. Another one that folks sometimes will eat when they think they are going to do a little dieting is frozen yogurt. Depending on the brand and the ingredients, there can be some health benefits to frozen yogurt. It's a good substitute for ice cream once in a while, but like other foods, portion size matters. Don't eat out of the carton. That would be my suggestion. Actually, scoop it out and put it in a bowl and then put the carton back away. That's another.
You sound like you're guilty of this one.
Oh, man, I'll do that once in a while. It's just as easy. Why dirty a dish when I can just eat it right out of the carton, right? No, not a good idea. You don't keep track very well. You tend to overeat.
That's kind of like double dipping.
That's more, a lot more than double, believe me. A lot more than double. Coffee house drinks, too. You know, when you're choosing a mid-afternoon pick-me-up, some of the different drinks that are sold in coffee houses, and you don't have to go to one of these places. You can buy a lot of this stuff and make it yourself over the at the grocery store and things these days, too. But some of these different things, you know, a Starbucks peppermint mocha frappuccino. I don't even know what that is.
Sounds good.
But it's, you might as well just start spooning sugar down your throat because you're going to, yeah, it's not ideal for your midsection if that's what you're looking at. You know, another thing that people will often reach for when they're dieting to snack are nuts, you know, whether it be peanuts or cashews or different types of things. But nuts are an extremely healthy snack, but they do write that because they are high in calories, it's important, again, to watch the portion sizes. It's always the same old thing. Too much of a good thing can end up adding to your waistline. So you want to familiarize yourself with the serving size of your favorite, whichever your favorite nuts are, whether they be peanuts or walnuts or whatever you happen to enjoy. The recommended size is usually about an ounce. And pack individualized bags ahead of time so you can kind of control the portions there, too. They said some ones that are good to keep on hand are walnuts or almonds. Those are both good, too. But again, if they're doctored up and salted and everything else, then that changes everything as well. And different organic snack foods as well. Many people see the word organic on snack packages, and immediately they just assume, can't do me any harm. It's completely healthy. But like any other type of snack food, it's important to read the labels and assess the nutritional value of that snack. Many organic foods, organic cereals, snack bars, all those types of things can be high in salt and sugar, and even sometimes higher than their non-organic counterparts. So if you're buying organic, you want to look for snack foods made with whole grains that are low in sodium and low in sugar. And those foods should be low in saturated fat and trans fat as well, and that can help you kind of stay on the straight and narrow there too. Dieting, good luck. It's never easy. It's always a sacrifice. It can pay off in the long run, though, if you stick with it and have a good plan. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Rinnai Instant Hot Water Heaters are the ultimate in luxury and efficiency. After Camblin Plumbing and Heating installs one of these for you, your family will enjoy virtually endless hot water, no matter how large your family is or how long that teenager stays in the shower. With its instant heating process, Rinnai hot water units don't waste energy trying to keep your 40 or 50 gallon tank of water hot, thereby giving you amazing energy savings. We have had only good response back from those who have chosen to have one of these state-of-the-art water heaters put in, and would like you to know that we have installed enough of these in homes and businesses that we are fully knowledgeable and certified to install them. Rinnai Instant Heat Water Units and Camblin Plumbing and Heating, both tried and true. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286. Now, Jim, you know, I had two thought of the days I was going to do today.
Two thoughts in one day.
Yes, I did. Good, and of course, the one that I should have done because of what you talked about this morning, I didn't choose.
You left behind.
So I guess we'll go with this good old Dale Carnegie this morning. Any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, and most fools do. But it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, I've often said, though, the last day that I was really, truly, and the healthiest I've ever been was the day before my 16th birthday. Because you know what happens when you turn 16? You get your driver's license. Oh. And it's all out the window from there. You don't walk, you don't bike. Just drive. I think that's the last
day.
You
can drive to the convenience store.
That's right. Life's too easy after that.
Yeah.
No more exercise. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Hey, you got making a great day, and God bless America.